This is Lori Janik. Welcome to the Legal Affairs Podcast Series with your host, Finley P. Maxson.
Welcome to the NAR Legal Affairs May Podcast. This month, we are going to speak with Cindy Wheeler, Attorney Advisor in the National Program Chemical Division of the Environmental Protection Agency, or as it's more commonly known, the EPA. Ms. Wheeler will be attending the Risk Management Committee meeting at NAR's upcoming mid-year conference in Washington, D.C., and her presentation will focus on common questions related to the lead-based paint disclosures required by the EPA. Risk Management Committee meeting will take place on Wednesday, May 11th, at NAR's mid-year meetings in Washington, D.C. from 10 to 12 in the Omni Shoreham Regency Ballroom. Welcome to the podcast, Cindy.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So what is your role at the EPA?
In my role as an attorney in the National Program Chemicals Division, I help write regulations and develop interpretive guidance for existing regulations. A lot of my work involves the lead-based paint program, but as you might imagine, the National Program Chemicals, we have all the big bad chemicals like asbestos and formaldehyde and things like that.
So what are some common questions that the EPA is currently receiving from real estate licensees?
In general, I'm very pleased to report that for the most part, the real estate community seems to understand the lead disclosure rule, and they comply with the requirements of the lead disclosure rule. It's quite a successful program in that regard. The regulated community understanding what they're supposed to do and doing it. I know that you guys have a lot to do with that, so I certainly appreciate that. Typically, questions we get on disclosure requirements under the lead disclosure rule relate to specific circumstances or special conditions like foreclosures, for example. That's a big one that we get questions on. We also, right now, are getting a lot of questions from a lot of different people, like contractors, rental property managers, and the general public on our renovation, repair, and painting rule. And typically those questions tend to be about who has to get certified and what work practices have to be followed in particular renovations. So that's a lot of what we're doing right now.
Well, you already alluded to this, and a topic the members have brought to our attention is the type of disclosure required for bank-owned foreclosed properties. They've been getting a lot of mixed messages about this. What sort of lead-based paint disclosure is required by a bank that has listed for sale with a real estate licensee a property that the bank obtained through foreclosure?
Well, the reason that there seems to be some confusion on this topic, which is in contrast to the general situation under the lead disclosure rule, is that the disclosure rule exempts sales at foreclosure from coverage of the rule. And we have interpreted that, EPA and the Housing and Urban Development have interpreted that as being just the proceeding that results in the title transferring as part of a foreclosure, for example, sheriff sales. There are a lot of other ways for properties to change hands as a result of foreclosure, and each state seems to have their own little special twist to that. So it's very hard for us to give good guidance sort of that is general, that has applicability across the country. But in general, if a bank has already acquired the title to the property and is now listing it for resale, that sale is not going to be exempt from the disclosure rule. All of the required disclosure elements would apply to sales by banks of property that they acquired through foreclosure. Now, EPA realizes that most of these banks are not likely to have specific knowledge of lead-based paint or lead-based paint hazards at those properties that they are selling. But we still feel that it is very important that buyers get the Protect Your Family pamphlet and the lead warning statement and have an opportunity to inspect the property for lead-based paint and lead-based paint hazards before they are obligated to buy it. So we think that in most cases, there shouldn't be a problem complying with those requirements in those situations. I know that there are occasionally issues with properties that are going to be sold at auction, but typically sales at auction, there typically is provided a period of time as part of that period. That's how we feel about properties obtained by banks through foreclosure.
Okay.
The real estate community has a question about a specific situation or a specific issue with a particular property. I would encourage them to contact our regional offices, whichever regional offices. If you click on the Where You Live navigation bar, that will give you the regional offices and the people to call in each regional office. Now, if they're more generally interested in what EPA is doing on enforcement, sort of what kinds of things we're looking at for targeting purposes, they really do need to speak to someone here in our enforcement office at headquarters. And I would suggest that they contact a gentleman by the name of Michael Bellot. That's B-E-L-L-O-T. He's in our enforcement office. His number is 202-564-3083. Or you can reach him by email at bellot.michael@epa.gov.
Okay, well, you've made reference to the EPA website. Are there any other resources that you would recommend that real estate professionals turn to if they have questions about the required disclosures?
We also have a National Lead Information Center. It's a hotline at 1-800-424-LEAD. That's 5323. And they also can give you information on contacts in the regions. They can answer basic questions about all of our rules. We also have a lot of, as you probably know, guidance on our website at epa.gov/lead on our lead-based paint regulation. But quite often, the question is specific enough, particularly with the disclosure rule that's been out there and people have been complying with for a number of years, that our general sources of information are not going to be able to respond to it. I would be happy to take calls from... And, you know, if I don't know the number, if I don't know the answer, I probably know somebody who does. So I'm happy to serve as a resource. My number is 202-566-0484, and you can also reach me by email at Wheeler, W-H-E-E-L-E-R, cindy@epa.gov.
Well, that's great. That information is very helpful. Again, a reminder that Ms. Wheeler will be attending the Risk Management Committee meeting in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, May 11th. At NAR's mid-year meetings in Washington, D.C. from 10 to 12 in the Omni Shoreham Regency Ballroom. We would like to remind our audience this podcast was recorded on April 27th, 2011. Information provided in the podcast may no longer be current. Listeners should confirm independently.